We are speaking with this week's Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week. She is from Steelville High School, and she had a great weekend during the track and field state championships of Class 2. She won the state title in the 2-mile race, had top five finishes in the mile and 800-meter race. Her name is Allie Gibbs, and she's a senior, and she joins us on the line today. Congratulations on the weekend you had, Allie. How did you feel afterwards when you really had finished it up?
I was a little sad, but I felt very grateful and honored to finish it at such a great ending and to be part of such a great team.
Want to start with the 2-mile race that you ended up winning, and it was a close finish at the very end. You led for most of the race, and then in about the last 100 meters or so, you've got a girl from Brookfield chasing you right at the very end. You're able to hold her off and win by 9/100ths of a second. How did you feel in the very last moments of that race there?
I knew I had to give it my all, and the only thing I could think of in my head was, I really want this. I really want this, and I have to leave it all out. So apparently my famous motto now is, if I pass out, I pass out, and that's exactly how I felt. If I could win a state championship and pass out by doing it, then I was perfectly fine with that. But it basically took all guts, and I really had to believe in myself in those few seconds.
If you pass out, you pass out. That certainly did become a big saying, right? That's really great. And so basically afterwards, I'm sure. Now, that was that the last race that you had for the day, or did you have to do more races after that?
No, that was my last race of the day, and then Saturday I had to run the mile and the 800.
Okay, I got you. So you still had a day to get back, or at least a night to rest up and then go back out and do those races. I got you. So basically, as you look back on, you know, the career that you've had at Steelville, both in track and field during the spring and also in cross country, I know you've had a great memory this last weekend. Does it stick out as some of the greatest memories that you've had, or are there other ones that you think about?
Some of my great memories was winning my other state championships, but this past year, the girls team for the track, for Steelville track, has done so well. We've won districts, we've actually won sectionals, and actually came together and did something great is what really stands out in my head and in my career, because I was able to help these girls become so great, and they push themselves, and I'm so proud to be part of this team.
That's great, Allie. So we've kind of talked with you in the past a few times, and we've learned a little bit about what your plans are for the future, and that includes joining the military and going to study and also compete athletically for the Army at West Point. How excited are you for that opportunity?
I am very, very excited. I'm excited to work with the coaches up there, and I've already talked to some of the athletes up there, so I'm super excited to see what I can do just see where my future takes me and everything. So I'm very excited to be up there.
Are you the first in your family to join the military, or does that kind of run in your family?
No, actually, my dad's been in the Army for 27 years, and he told me the only way I can go in the military is if I become an officer. So West Point has been my goal since I was in seventh grade.
That's awesome. And isn't there another classmate there at Steelville that's going to be joining you there?
Yeah, Garrett Marshall will be joining me up at West Point too.
Awesome. That should be a great situation then. I'm sure that's coming up pretty soon. And as you look back on the last week or so, what really has been the best part or the best thing that someone's told you or anything that you kind of take away from this last week as you wrap up your high school career?
The best thing was when me and my mom were talking about my past races, the 1600 didn't go as I wanted to at state, but we reflected on that. And the best advice I heard was her saying, you may have not done good on this race, but all you can do is learn from it and go forward and do better on your next race. And that also goes towards life. If you don't do good the first time, then you have to keep pushing and go for the best. And so that's what really the best advice I was told to wrap up my season in my high school career.
Now, when do you move up to West Point? Do you move up any earlier than your studies start for athletics, or how does that work?
Everybody has to report to West Point July 1st for basics.
Gotcha. Okay. So I guess about a month, and then you'll be ready to go on up there. What do you think you'll do for the next month?
Probably be training and just like mentally and physically get ready to go there, because I have little siblings that I'm really close to, so I'm definitely going to have to take time to spend time with them, and then just make sure I'm physically ready to endure the pressures I will face up there.
Awesome, Allie. Well, congratulations on the state championship this weekend and also being named our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week. We wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
That's Allie Gibbs. She's from the Steelville Cardinals track and field team. Got a state championship in dramatic fashion, but she is a three-time state champ in the two-mile race in Class 2, and she's your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week.